One of the longest sentences in recent memory against a corporate executive has been given to Jamie Olas, a former vice president of Dynegy Corporation. U.S. District Judge Sim Lake sentenced Olas to 24 years in prison for fraud. The judge said he regretted that he could not alter that sentence. Joshua Chaffin is a Washington business correspondent for the Financial Times. He covers white-collar crime, and he's been watching this case.
The case revolved around what was known as Project Alpha at Dynegy. And Project Alpha was an accounting scheme where the company borrowed $300 million from investors. And rather than mark that on its books as debt, they counted it as cash flow from operations. So they basically made the company's financial health appear to investors to be better than it was.
Judge Sim Lake said he was troubled by the 24 years in prison, the sentence that Jamie Olas received. Why was he troubled with this?
Well, I think it's an extraordinarily long sentence. Congress has pushed repeatedly for tougher sentencing guidelines in the last couple of years. And I think that this sentence, in many ways, it is the result of that. It reflects that.
How have sentencing guidelines changed?
They've been boosted for a number of white-collar crimes. One of the most recent moves by Congress was the Feeney Amendment, which was passed last year. And what the Feeney Amendment does is it forces judges to report to Congress whenever they decide to make a downward departure from the sentencing guidelines. Some judges have even resigned over this.
With the guidelines in mind, what were the factors that led to such a stiff sentence for Jamie Olas?
The biggest factor, undoubtedly, was the amount of loss caused by the crime.
Loss to shareholders?
That's right. One investor in particular, a pension fund in California, lost more than $100 million. And those factors have been added, the amount of loss or gain in the crime, the number of investors or the number of victims, those have both served to push up the sentences.
But we are talking about an awful lot of money here.
I think that the argument that defense lawyers make is that if you're looking for a deterrent effect, 5 years in prison is quite a long time. 10 years in prison, you're really ruining the lives of these executives, and perhaps very rightfully so. They've caused extreme damage in a lot of cases. But there's a point where I think the argument for deterrence sort of goes away, and you can begin to say that this is excessive.
But when you talk about ruining the lives of executives, I mean, you could argue that he ruined the lives of all those employees who lost their 401k plans, all those shareholders who saw their nest egg disappear in a wisp of smoke.
That's true. I mean, I guess the question is, does the punishment in all cases, does it fit the crime?
Joshua, Jamie Olas was not charged with running this scheme on his own. Two co-defendants who pled guilty to conspiracy to commit securities fraud received much shorter sentences, I believe 5 years apiece. Why the discrepancy?
Well, they haven't been sentenced yet, but they're likely to get less than 5 years each, basically because they cooperated with the government and Mr. Olas did not. And one of the complaints among defense lawyers is that these incredibly tough sentences give people an incentive to cooperate and point the finger somewhere else if they can. And the question is that fair, and are those witnesses necessarily going to be truthful, or are they going to so incentivized to give somebody else up that they may twist the facts a bit?
Joshua Chaffin, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Joshua Chaffin is a Washington business correspondent for the Financial Times who covers white-collar crime.